I'm glad he can do for you and has done, but I want him to do for me. Amen. He's personal. And he told us right. And this is where we fail so much. We have to learn to serve. Got to learn to serve. And he made that statement about David being anointed. And you know where he went after he got anointed? He had to go to the palace of Saul and play his harp to ease Saul's evil spirit. I want the Renfros to be coming around, get ready to sing. And when Jesse sent him to take his food to his brethren, you know where he's still at? He's still keeping the sheep. Sometimes when God anoints us, we go this way when we ought to go this way. We better not forget where we've come from. We've got to learn to serve. And preachers, we better learn to handle the anointing of the Lord on our life. If you're not careful, you'll get lifted up. I'll get lifted up. We better learn to stay low, because that's the only way to go high. We're more interested in trying to get high instead of staying low. But we'll never get high until we learn to get low. Oh, what a message that is this morning. That'll help you. You listen while these ladies sing a couple of numbers for.
When I'm broken from the battle and I've lost another round, Satan whispers to my troubled mind, just lay your armor down. Where are those you've loved and trusted? Look around. You're standing all alone. And then I bowed my head in sadness as I wondered what to do. I've been in God's army for so long, and I've tried to be a soldier true. And then I hear a voice from heaven. Thank you.
heart this morning. I hope whoever wrote it is not here. When we had heard the song on the radio, I guess, and the chorus of it is just had such conviction with it, and we felt it in that type of way. And the verses were wonderful, but as far as conviction goes, it just, we just felt it a different way. And I felt like the Lord gave me these verses for the song, so I've changed it up a little. And so if you're here and you wrote it, I'm so sorry. We just felt it in our heart this way, so we'll try it here. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm glad of that. I'm thankful that we don't have to think, am I on the right path? Am I not? I'm just glad he is the way. I was talking to somebody here a while back, and they were kind of in trouble, and I was telling them, I said, you know, shouting is good, but shouting ain't what gets you to heaven. And I named off different things, you know, the blessings of the Lord. And I said, all these things are wonderful, but they're not the way. And unless we hide ourselves in Him, He is the only way. The other stuff is just good benefits along the way. But I'm glad one day when I found the way, I found the Lord, and it was just all about Him. It was all in Him and through Him and by Him. Jordan, it was for Him. It was for His glory. And I'm thankful today that I know the way. I've had some hardships along the way, but I've had that one with me all along the way. I praise the Lord today for the way. I'm glad that His name is Jesus. And above Him, there's no other way. There's no other name. I'm glad that I am found of Him. I'm glad that I'm found in the way. I appreciate the Lord, don't you? It's a wonderful way. It's a good way. It's a truthful way. It's a holy way. I praise Him that He is the way. I thank the Lord for His goodness.